in a nice hotel suite. A woman's hand stops the alarm on her cell phone. The woman sits on to the edge of her bed. Her curly black hair shakes from side to side as she stretches her neck. Pitch, read by Leilani Jones Wilmore. The athletic young woman walks to the bathroom. Her window overlooks a massive empty baseball stadium. Fruit baskets fill the hotel suite. One contains a card from Ellen DeGeneres and another from Hillary Rodham Clinton. The young woman gets dressed in tight-fitting athletic attire. She ties her dark curls into a ponytail and puts on a baseball cap and headphones. Leaving the suite, she gets escorted by two burly men in suits, and an employee holds open the elevator doors. The athletic woman bobs her head to her music. A TV on the elevator wall features a man seated at a microphone.
Now listen, I'm all in on Ginny Baker. I think it's the biggest sports story since OJ, and hopefully has a happier ending. But comparing this girl to Jackie Robinson is preposterous.
The young curly-haired woman walks into a lobby where screaming fans await. An elegant blonde approaches her.
We're going another way.
If you want to say she's only getting her shot because she's a woman, go ahead. But let's be real, if you're saying that, you're a man. You're a backwards-thinking, backwards-cap-wearing, male-pattern baldness-hiding man. So bitch and moan all you want, gentlemen, but tonight, a girl's gonna be the lead sports story in the world. And if that upsets you, well, maybe you're just getting your period. Go get him, Ginny.
Ginny stops to sign an autograph, but the blonde ushers her through utility rooms in the hotel. The brawny men in suits accompany them to a waiting SUV.
Well, unless you've been under a rock for the past 48 hours, you know that the San Diego Padres have called up Ginny Baker to start today against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Baker becomes the first female athlete to compete in any of the four major North American professional sports leagues. This after a five-year journey through the Padres system, and it marks a day that many, quite frankly, doubted would ever come. This is clearly a momentous occasion in the history of the sport. For those of you that may have been alive when Jackie Robinson made his debut, this may take you back to that.
A young man looks at Ginny.
You're like Elvis.
She takes off her headphones.
You're like Elvis.
Ginny stares at him.
I'm Elliot. I work with Amelia. She thought I could help manage your social media accounts, maybe get you set up on Instagram.
Elliot faces the blonde.
Game day. Don't take it personal.
Hey, Joe? It's Joe, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's the most important person you've ever driven?
Well, back in the early 90s, I weren't
wrong answer, Joe. The most important person you've ever driven is the 23-year-old sitting right next to me. It's just a 2-minute drive to the stadium. Please stop at stop signs and watch your blind spots. We screw up nothing today.
Copy that.
Who'd you drive? Early 90s.
Michael Jackson.
Very cool.
He even said he liked my tie. Well, actually...
Hey, Joe, that's enough.
But what do we know about Ginny Baker as an actual, you know, major league pitcher?
Well, she's no power arm, Matt. She tops out in the high 80s, which has gotten a lot of attention, but is still low by major league standards. She does have an arsenal of pitches, though, including that nasty screwball.
Amelia taps Ginny. The athlete takes off her headphones.
You know the drill, G. Nothing you haven't seen before. Maybe just on a slightly bigger scale.
They park near a crowd of fans and reporters. Elliot rolls down his window.
Oh, my God.
A wide view shows the massive crowd gathered outside the stadium. Ginny looks around. Facing her, Amelia wears a grin.
Are you ready for this?
Ginny smiles as she spots a little girl holding a sign that reads, I'm next.
I've been ready my whole life.
Flashes glimpse a curly-haired girl. Words appear. Tarboro, North Carolina, 1995.
Right? Now back up a little. Open your legs. Open your legs. Yeah, that's right. Bend your knees. Okay, you ready? Here comes the high, hard one.
Here we go.
In a backyard, a young boy dodges a pitch from his father.
What you doing, boy? For God's sake, get back in there.
No way.
Willie!
Bill, he doesn't want to play.
I'm trying to raise a ball player here, Janet.
Leave him alone.
The little curly-haired girl picks up the baseball. The muscular father spots her and approaches.
That's right, little girl. That's a ball brought to Papa. Throw it just like this. Real hard, right here.
She hurls the ball over Bill's head. He stares in shock.
I'll be damned.
The girl smiles. Elliot, Amelia, and Ginny get out of the SUV. A well-dressed man approaches.
Ginny, hi.
Hi.
Oscar Aguilla, Padres GM. Stay with me. Fans started lining up the moment the call-up was announced. Website crashed within minutes. Our nerds had no idea what hit them. Hell of a thing you're doing, young lady. You nervous?
No, not really.
It makes one of us. Come on, boss is waiting for you.
Inside.
Ginny, welcome. Hope the trip in was okay. I was going to send my plane, but Oscar tells me that you like to be treated regularly, and while my plane is most certainly cool as hell, regular it is not. Walk with me.
Ginny walks with the older, distinguished man.
Your teammates are excited to meet you.
No, they're not. Ticketing and salespeople, they're excited to meet me. My teammates, 75% think I'm the next San Diego Chicken. The other 25 just want to see me shower. And I bet your manager thinks you should have called up Walker instead of me. I'm just here because of all that. But none of that matters. You know why?
No, but color me intrigued.
Because today I'm the starting pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Smiling, the owner looks to the GM.
Well, damn it, Oscar. You see that? You should have let me send her the plane.
In the clubhouse.
She's on her way down. Look, we can lie to the reporters all we want, but obviously this is a distraction. There's no way around it. Had to buy tickets for my freaking mother-in-law today. It reminds me, if you see her in the stands, please say hi. She's the one with the face that looks like Shrek.
He looks to a player.
No offense, Shrek. It's 2016, gentlemen. So let's be gentlemen. Let's be professional. Remember, this is a spot starter called up from AAA to start a game for us. We're going to treat her like any other player. No special treatment.
Knock, knock.
The owner arrives with Ginny.
Oh, crap.
She gives a shy wave. A player eyes her.
Ginny Baker.
He smiles.
Get your big old bubble butt over here and give me a hug.
Blip.
Ginny and Blip hug.
I came up through the system with this girl. We did almost a full season together in San Antonio.
What was that, like 3 years back now?
Yeah, that's right. Until you got promoted, became an all-star and permanently banned in my ass.
You know, as much as I love living off of ramen noodles, the wife had other plans.
I bet she did.
She spends everything, Ginny. So where'd they send you up?
The manager leads Ginny.
This is the clubhouse attendance room, but at least it has a door.
Amelia faces him.
This is not going to be permanent. I'm telling you that right now.
Sorry, who is this complete stranger in my clubhouse pretending to be my boss?
We still haven't met. Probably because I don't represent lifetime 500 managers with man boobs.
Oscar?
Amelia.
Al?
Everyone. This is fine, Skip. I didn't see my glass sink back in there.
He likes to make a grand entrance, total diva. I'd kill him, but he has this annoying habit of driving in 130 runs a year.
Why don't you check out what's in there?
Ginny looks into her locker.
Bastard. Boulder.
She checks out her jersey.
43?
One up from Jackie. Boulder. We thought it was fitting.
Have no fear.
Ginny smiles. At a press conference, she holds up the jersey for reporters and photographers. The team owner stands at her side. Amelia, Elliot, and Oscar watch from across the room. Ginny puts on the jersey with a wide grin. She and the owner take seats facing the crowd.
Ginny, how does this differ from AAA?
One or two more of you, maybe?
This is supposed to be a photo op, not a presser.
She'll be fine.
I know she'll be fine, Oscar. I've been watching her navigate this crowd for a year.
Frank!
Ending this.
Amelia, relax. She's not Nolan Ryan. She's the number five starter being called up for a spot start.
She's the number five starter that's been offered the cover of Time, Sports Illustrated, and Maxim in the same week. I mean, you do realize what you have, Oscar, don't you? Because I do. I put my entire client list on hold to represent a pitcher, and I'd never even been to a baseball game. I'm gonna lose Clooney. And I don't care. He invites me to Lake Como. And I'm giving that up instantly and without hesitation because this girl is Hillary Clinton with sex appeal. She is a Kardashian with a skill set. She's the most important woman on the planet right now, Oscar. And from here on out, everything goes through me. Am I being clear?
What's Clooney's place in Como like?
It's exactly like San Diego, but a million times better.
Amelia turns away from Oscar.
From here on out.
You'll be in the loop.
Thank you.
Dinner?
Never. I'm pulling her.
Oscar grins as the blonde walks off. Elliot looks over at him.
You have no chance. I've seen her make movie stars cry. Won't say who. Gerard Butler.
Oscar's grin fades.
Last question.
Now Ginny walks onto the field. She wears a team warm-up jacket over her uniform. She looks to some of the players stretching nearby. Ginny smiles at a bearded man. He notices her and she quickly begins to stretch.
Look what we got here. Ginny Baker in the flesh. I've been answering questions about you forever, and that is not easy for me. You know, talking about other people, they tell me I'm a narcissist.
She grins at the bearded player.
I should tell you, I have your rookie card. You've been my favorite player since
Makes you look stupid. Makes me feel old. Would it be inappropriate to say that you might be the second prettiest teammate I've ever had?
It would. What, second prettiest?
Yeah, I was in this charity softball game with DiCaprio. Beautiful eyes. Anyway, glad you're here. We could use you. Mind if we go over the hitters in the trainer's room?
Fine by me.
He gives her a slap on the butt.
Hey.
Ginny strides up to the bearded player.
I think that's funny. I think you're the first teammate to slap my ass to get a laugh from his friends.
No.
I played 2 years winter ball, 5 years in the minors. I've done stints in hellholes you haven't seen in a decade, superstar. You want to put on a show for your friends? Find another scene partner. I'm here to pitch. Any questions?
She starts away.
Hey. Hey! I slap asses. It's my thing. I slap Zimmerman's pimply ass. I slap Roger's hairy ass. And as long as you're on this team, I will be slapping your perfect pear-shaped ass. I am an ass slapper, rookie. I'm also the captain of this team. So from here on out, every time I slap your ass, you just say, thank you, sir. May I have another and take the mound. Do you have any questions?
Young DiCaprio or old DiCaprio?
I'm sorry?
The charity game. Young Leo Fine, he's probably prettier than me, but old Leo looks like a fish.
Well, it was a while ago. He was young.
And I think we're on the same page, Captain.
She slaps his butt and walks off. The bearded player grins.
This is going to be fun.
Hey, everybody. Elliot here, a Ginny Baker social media guru. She's on an 8-game road trip, and we're going to catch up with the pitching phenom right now. There's Ginny doing a little road work indoors. And this is her off day, guys. Hey, Ginny, how you doing? What are you listening to?
What?
I said, how are you doing? This is going out to millions of your fans.
Oh, hey, guys.
So, how many miles did you run?
6 miles.
Wow, I can't even walk that far. I mean, maybe if I got in shape a little bit better, then I could log in 6 miles or one. So, what's next?
I'm gonna hit the bike.
You feeling strong? Can I get you a smoothie? Kale, strawberry, cucumber?
Surprise me.
Great, and maybe we'll play some catch later.
Not gonna happen.
Get game ready and make your move. Pitch, sponsored by Kohl's. Thursdays 9/8 Central on Fox.
Ginny jogs on the field with Blip.
One guy, whoo, he was ugly. Wolfie. He should have got a medal just for leaving the house. He was so ugly.
Oh, you're mean.
Come on, like one of those presidents medal for bravery.
She picks up her glove.
So, how you doing?
You know, first time in the majors and all, same for everyone.
Ginny notices many fans holding signs for her.
Hey,
I got you.
Thank you.
So come on, there's somebody that wants to see you.
She approaches a woman and two boys.
Look at you.
Oh, my God, look at me. Look at them. They're huge.
They're expensive is what they are.
Boys, tell Ginny what your favorite food is.
Sushi.
Sushi, Ginny. Little black boys eating sushi.
Oh, be quiet.
Ginny approaches some young girls in the stands.
How y'all doing?
I'm going to be in the majors someday, too.
Well, hurry on up, then, and maybe we can be teammates.
Ginny spots a fan sign. We're counting on you, Ginny. She looks at various other signs supporting her. In a bathroom, Ginny stares at her reflection. She takes a deep breath, pulls off her baseball cap, and splashes water onto her face. She glances up at a ceiling vent.
I love you, Steve.
down there.
You don't think she actually sticks, do you?
She's just here to sell tickets. Second I come back, she's gone.
A player looks to the bearded man.
What's your take, Mikey?
I watched some tape on her last night. I was surprised.
Got more zip than Tommy, that's for sure.
Ginny listens in.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
Come on, she's a gimmick. She's the dwarf who played for the St. Louis Browns, right?
She's gonna last a game, maybe two, and then she's gonna be a nice little asterisk, and we're gonna
have a great story to tell our grandkids.
Ginny strides out of the bathroom. Now she warms up in the bullpen.
Folks, you are looking at a moment in history. 23-year-old Ginny Baker is warming up in the San Diego Padres bullpen in preparation for her first start in the major leagues. Welcome, everybody, and hi to my daughters who are actually watching their dad with great interest for this game.
All right, let me get in there.
Mike replaces the warm-up catcher.
Now let's see the Scroogey everybody's been talking about.
Well, I don't think it's possible to measure the impact this young woman could have on the game of baseball, Joe.
I agree with you. Just to give you a little context for what's happening here, when Ginny's start was announced, the Padres quickly sold out. And this afternoon, there'll be an estimated 43,000 in the ballpark.
Last one.
Ginny throws a strike. Now she walks onto the outfield from the bullpen, pausing to take in the massive crowd. Ginny proceeds. Mike surveys the ballpark, then shares a look with the coach. A wide view shows Ginny crossing the outfield. She exhales a tense breath. She spots her stoic dad in the crowd. Glimpses show him training Ginny as a girl. On a little league field, a man hits the ball to his male players. Bill approaches the coach with his young daughter behind him.
My kid wants to try out.
Really? We're kind of in the middle of something.
Just let her throw a few.
Really?
Let her throw a few.
Okay, man, go ahead. Trying a new pitcher.
Bill throws the ball to Ginny, who walks onto the field. The 13-year-old girl steps onto the pitcher's rubber. She gets set. Playing catcher, her dad holds down one finger, signaling a fastball. Ginny nods, then zips a strike past the team's coach. Joe looks up at the stunned man.
You okay?
Later, they leave the field.
All right. We did it, Pop.
We ain't done nothing yet.
Ginny's smile fades. At home, Joe dumps over a basket of fruit. Holding a piece, he sits beside Ginny on the porch steps.
Peaches?
Nectarines. You're never going to have the arm to get you to the majors. You'll never get further than I did. Mine is at best.
But
a girl will never be able to throw hard enough to compete with boys, not as they start growing. It's biology, and we can't change that. That's why we need a secret weapon.
Ginny stares at her dad.
End of my career, this old Latin guy showed me a pitch. It was too late for me, but you're going to learn it now. You're going to master it, little girl, and you're going to ride it straight to the majors.
What is it?
It's called a screwball. Now, you form a circle with your thumb and your forefinger like this. And then you spread your remaining fingers around the ball. Now, the key is, when you throw it, you don't exert any pressure from these two fingers. Okay? I don't want to see any dents in the nectarine from these fingers. When you can throw 100 proper, then we'll try it with a real ball.
He tosses the nectarine to Ginny. She forms her hand around the fruit in the screwball positioning. In present day, Ginny circles the mound. She picks up the rosin powder bag in her throwing hand.
And there you have it. For the first time in history, a woman has taken the mound in a Major League Baseball game.
A lower third reads, Los Angeles Dodgers at San Diego Padres.
Let's go, Ginny!
Elliot and Amelia sit in the owner's box. Ginny puts on a determined look. On the mound, Ginny prepares to pitch.
This is one of those moments in sports, John, where you'll remember where you were when you saw it. Alex McCutchen will lead off, and we are ready to go.
Her parents look on. The manager scans the crowd. Winding up, Ginny hurls a pitch way over Mike's head.
Whoa, that's all the way to the backstop.
Well, we got that out of our system, huh?
Seated by Amelia, Oscar gives a tense nod. Mike signals for Ginny to calm down, then tosses her a ball. Ginny returns to the mound.
Here's the wind and the pitch. High again.
She's got the adrenaline going. She needs to settle down.
Here's a 2-0 pitch. This one's in the dirt.
You want me to go talk to her?
The manager sits by another coach.
Let's see what she does.
Ginny throws another pitch. Mike catches it low and outside.
So Ginny Baker has walked the leadoff hitter on 4 pitches, and none of them were particularly close. Lawson's heading out to the mound.
Come on, take a breath.
Give me the ball.
Take a minute.
Give me the damn ball.
Mike gives her the ball, and she nods. Blip looks on from the field.
Come on, Ginny, let him hit it.
Ginny gets set in the stretch position with her back to first base. She throws a wild pitch past Mike.
The runner goes. Baker delivers. Oh, boy, the runner advances to third on the wild pitch, and this, there's no other way around it. This is getting really uncomfortable, John, really, really quickly.
Yeah, you know she's nervous.
Mike starts to approach the mound, and she shakes her head at him. Glimpses show Ginny as a girl and screaming fans. The Jumbotron shows Ginny getting set on the mound. More glimpses show fans.
She's the dwarf who played for the St. Louis Browns.
Ginny throws another high pitch that Mike stands up to catch.
Comparing this girl to Jackie Robinson is
profound. Ain't done nothing yet.
Ginny takes a deep breath. Fans look on nervously. She throws a short pitch.
Ball 3 in the dirt again. Ball 4, she walked him. Another wild pitch and the run scores.
Wow, that is 10 consecutive balls and 3 wild pitches. Not a good start.
Honestly, I don't know if I can watch this.
Get Zapata ready.
The pitching coach nods to the manager. Ginny spots her glaring father in the stands. In a flashback as a young teenager, Ginny practices pitching to her dad in the backyard.
Paint the corner.
I'm cooked, Pop.
Mom says dinner.
And I said, paint the corner.
Ginny winds up and throws a high pitch.
I can't throw another strike.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Bill looks at his son on the porch.
Willie, come here.
The teenage boy approaches his dad.
You want to help me help your sister?
Yeah.
Bill slaps him.
Dad!
He points at Ginny.
Throw a strike.
Bill crouches into his catcher's stance. Taking heavy breaths, Ginny winds up and throws a strike.
See? You can do it when you have to.
The teenage girl stares firmly at her father.
All right, let's wash up for dinner. Come on, son. You're okay. I got some ice cream for dessert. Mint chip like you like.
In the present, Mike and the team manager approach Ginny on the mound. She shakes her head.
I don't know what's happening. I can't get right.
Okay. Calm down. We've seen this a billion times.
Get me out of the game.
I'm sorry, what?
Get me out.
Mike scowls at the pitcher. The manager signals to the bullpen.
Oh, wow. That's going to be all for Baker, and this big crowd is stunned.
Yeah, I feel for her. I can't even find the words.
How about heartbreaking? I think that's a word. Just heartbreaking.
Oscar glances at the team owner. Ginny's mom applauds. Scowling, her dad remains seated. Ginny walks into the dugout tunnel. Back in her athletic attire, Ginny sits alone by her locker in the cramped room.
so I can tell the world goodbye.
At a press conference, reporters wave wildly at Ginny, who wears a disappointed look. At night, she rides in the SUV with Elliot and Amelia. They both gaze at the discouraged athlete. The vehicle comes to a stop. Ginny stares out her window.
Elliot, can I have a moment with Ginny, please?
Yeah. You know, I don't even think that many people were watching this. Maybe. You know, it's just...
Elliot gets out.
Are they sending me down?
No one has told me that. Ginny. Ginny, look at me.
The ball player turns to Amelia.
Today was a bad day. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But all those little girls...
The little girls need to find someone else to count on. And you probably should, too.
Ginny gets out and slams the door. Amelia looks off as Ginny strides away. In her suite, Ginny walks away from a window overlooking the ballpark. She opens the door to find her father.
I can't do this right now, Pop.
You have your glove?
Please just leave me be.
What the hell was that today?
I don't know.
What is your problem, girl?
You are! I was just a little girl! I never asked for any of it! You chose it for me. You did. I have no friends, no interests. I'm a robot in cleats and I'm malfunctioning. It wasn't right what you did to me.
Bill wears a stern look.
You done? Where's your glove?
I'm tired, Pop.
You threw 10 pitches. How tired can you be?
I don't have my glove.
Where is it?
Now Ginny pitches to her father. Balls litter the floor around him.
Again.
She hurls another pitch.
Again.
Ginny throws a strike.
Again.
Daytime. The manager enters his office to find Oscar.
Oscar?
He spots the owner.
The door was open.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Now, Oscar tells me that you want to send Ginny back down?
Oscar and I both agreed. Clearly, she's not ready.
Yeah, no, yesterday was a real disaster.
It was, yes. She crushed my bullpen. Those guys had to eat 9 innings.
Frank and I have been talking now.
Have you now?
We can't send her down.
You gotta be kidding me. You're laying down on this just to sell a few extra tickets?
Now, it's more than a few extra tickets, Al, and you know that. But that's not what this is about, and you know that, too. It's one thing to be the team that called up the first woman. It's another thing to be the team that picked the wrong woman and turned this whole thing into a disaster.
Oscar, it's my ball club.
No, Al. It's mine, and I know this because I bought it, and I kept the $700 million receipt. You're my manager, and you're a good one. I have never overridden you before, and I hope never to have to do it again. The Baker starts again in 5 days.
Al looks between them. Frank leaves, and Oscar turns to Al.
Don't worry. I got your back, Skip. Just give the kid another start. All right? I'll handle all the politics. You just focus on being beautiful.
Al walks through the clubhouse.
You gotta be kidding me. What is this? Bring your daughter to work day?
This you came from upstairs.
This is a circus. I'm way too old to be joining the circus.
Yeah, you and me both.
Al walks away from Mike.
We can't win with her.
Hey, Tommy. Last I checked, you were 5-9. So we weren't exactly winning with you.
Was I talking to you, Blip?
Hey, you know what? You don't have to be talking to me.
Shut up. Hey!
Ginny arrives. Her teammates avert their gazes as she crosses the clubhouse. Ginny strides past Al and down a hallway.
Okay, let's get back to work, everyone.
Frank watches his team.
Well, the decision is in. Ginny Baker will ride again, which I guess just shows, I don't know, what the hell does this show? That if you can't throw the ball over the plate, but you're really pretty, you get to play in the big leagues?
Mike, there have been reports on some divided opinion on Ginny Baker in the clubhouse.
Guys, can we please find something else to talk about? What if I told you that I've been secretly dating Adele and we're engaged? Would that do it? Because I am, seriously. Me, Adele, Rihanna, we bought an RV. We're living together. We're going to go on tour.
Mike, will Ginny be ready to pitch in 3 days? People want to know.
Over here, Mike, right here.
The bearded catcher shakes his head. Wearing a stylish red dress, Blip's wife arrives outside Ginny's hotel suite. The two burly men stand guard. Ginny watches TV.
Okay, so last week wasn't exactly the start we expected from Ginny Baker. I'm still driving the bandwagon here, but after that rough debut, let's hope it's a little better.
Evelyn, I want to be alone.
No, you don't.
Evelyn pushes by Ginny.
Are we ready to double down on Ginny Baker?
Oh, look at this.
Not sure.
This seems like a really good idea. Better yet, why don't you pound your face with a hammer? Give me the remote. Give it to me. Thank you. You think I haven't seen this? You think I don't deal with this every time Blip runs into an O for April? That's when I gotta get his head straight. Now, I can't do for you what I normally do for him. I haven't stretched enough for that. But I can make Bloody Marys.
Evelyn.
What?
You should be home with your husband.
He's having boys' night.
With who?
At a bar, Mike sits with Blip watching a woman pass by.
Why do you always drag me here?
Like the food.
I'm sorry, can I just get one picture?
Oh, don't be sorry, get in here. It's happy hour, you can get two. Come on. Oh, I like sandwiches. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mike watches the women go.
I'll just be over here.
She needs your help.
I'm gonna be helping the hell out of her in about an hour.
I'm not talking about her.
I know who you're talking about. She walked. She quit.
Yeah, well, she's still here. She's a fighter. She's a fighter.
I'm a national laughingstock, Evelyn. No, actually, check that. I'm the national laughingstock.
Okay, we're done with this. Can we talk girl stuff now? Please? I've always wondered. Do you get to see them naked in the locker room? Do you get to see the junk?
You mean like my glossins?
Oh, happy San Diego seen my glossins.
At the bar.
I know you want that ring. I think you need it for the legacy, and you're not seeing a bigger picture.
What's that, Black Yoda?
This girl is your legacy. She's doing something that no one, I repeat, no one has ever done before, and she needs help. Tomorrow night, the entire world will be watching her. But as luck will have it, the best that I've ever seen will be 60 feet and 6 inches away. And I don't know if he'll step up. But I'm hopeful. I'm hoping I'm going to be watching the nods, the gestures, and the trips to the mound. Man, what a beautiful thing that would be.
Mike looks off in thought.
Well, in the words of that great American poet, Yogi Berra, like deja vu all over again. Tonight, the eyes of a nation turn to San Diego once again, and I think I speak on behalf of everyone when I say I'm petrified. Hello again, everybody. I'm Joe Buck.
And I'm John Smoltz. Tonight should be very interesting.
Ginny looks to her parents in the stands. Her mom smiles and her dad remains stern. In a flashback, words appear. North Carolina State Championships 2010. In slow motion, teenage Ginny strikes out the batter. The fans go wild. Ginny pumps her fist in celebration. In the stands, Bill remains stoic. After the game, Ginny walks with her dad.
State championship. We did it, Pop.
We ain't done nothing yet.
Excuse me. My name's Joe Mazo. I'm a scout for the San Diego Padres. Can I get a minute of your time?
In the present.
And there she is, jacket's coming off, towel in its proper place, perhaps a prayer or two. When we come back, Ginny Baker takes the mound again.
A wide view shows the ballpark. In the dugout, Ginny shares a nod with Mike.
All right, let's go!
Blip motions from his eyes to Ginny. She gives a tense nod. Putting on her glove, she leaves the dugout with the other starting players.
Well, if you thought Ginny Baker had the weight of the world on her shoulders in her last start, now she gets to take on the first place Giants.
At the mound, Ginny grabs the rosin powder bag, then tosses it down. Her parents look on. Mike gives signals and Ginny nods. She winds up.
Here's the wind and the pitch.
The ball sails high and Mike jumps to catch it. Oscar and Frank react. Ginny winds up again.
Another delivery in the dirt.
Joe, I really can't take this again. I'm going to go home.
Can I just go home?
You have to stay here. Don't leave me alone for this.
Bill stares tensely. Mike approaches the mound.
It's a little repetitive, don't you think? I suppose it's the part of the movie where I give the great speech that saves the day. Yeah. Trying to think about which speech to pull out for the occasion. I mean, Lord knows I've had a lot of time to think about it lately. Taking those long walks to the backstop to pick up your wild pitches.
Come on, Mike. Let's keep it moving.
Sam, I need a moment.
The umpire walks off.
You're my favorite. You always have been. He's not my favorite.
Where were we?
Your speech.
Okay. Here's what I got. I've been watching this past week, Baker. Seems like you got a lot of people telling you who you're doing this for, and I wonder if it's not about time you start doing this for yourself. Just you. Screw all the attention. And you know what? Screw all those adorable little girls in the crowd with their Ginny Baker signs, because you're not a Girl Scout leader, rookie. You're a ball player. You do this for you. You do this for your team, or you don't do it at all. Because you can't aim your pitches if you're aiming to please everyone.
Ginny nods at him.
I literally just came up with that on the spot. I mean, aim your pitches, aim to please? Damn, I'm good. I really could be in the movies. Gotta go. You know, people are gonna start talking. It's kind of getting awkward now.
Hey. Mic drop.
Have no fear. Ginny gets set on the mound. Mike signals for a fastball, then clenches his fist. Ginny nods.
Here's a 2-0 pitch. It's a perfect strike right down the middle of the plate, right down Broadway.
She needed that.
Ginny throws another strike that gets hit.
Grounder to short. Hannon up with it. One away. And Ginny Baker has recorded her first out in the major league.
Sometimes that's the toughest one to get.
Two on, two out here in the third. A run in.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Ginny throws a perfect strike. Well,
called strike three. Wow.
Now, with the score 3-2 Padres, Mike gives Ginny a few signals. She nods, then throws a strike.
Oh, this could be trouble. Sanders, what a catch!
Blip catches it at the wall.
After four innings, Padres 3 and the Giants 2.
You know, people sometimes tell me I'm like a Latino Gerard Butler.
On the field, Ginny slaps hands with Blip. Amelia sits with Oscar in a skybox.
I'm sorry, but if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Arguella, you are a married man.
Actually, I'm separated. But it's nice to know that you've been checking up on me.
All right, here it is. 4-3 Padres, bases loaded, one out, and a full count on the Giants slugger. This is tough. Baker's thrown Chiazzo two straight screwballs. There's nowhere to put him. You know he's thinking fastball.
Ginny plants one foot toward home plate. Amelia and the others look on. Behind her back, Ginny positions the ball in her hand.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Mike signals to Ginny, who shakes her head. He wiggles four fingers and she gives a hard nod. In the stretch position, Ginny lifts her leg to throw.
Please meet you. Hope you guess my name.
And the payoff pitch.
A close view tracks the spinning ball. The batter swings and misses.
Got him! She stayed with the screwball.
Wow, that takes guts. Wow.
Ginny's mom cheers. Frank and the others celebrate. In the stands, her dad wears a slight grin. Now Ginny pitches in the seventh inning.
Ball four, she walked him.
The manager leaves the dugout.
And here comes Al, and that may be all for Ginny Baker with the lefty Morris coming up. 6 1/3, 8 hits, 3 runs, 5 strikeouts. You know, if the bullpen holds this lead, she'll get the win. What a gutty performance.
And off her last start, it might as well have been a no-hitter, Joe.
I can get out of it.
She's done.
I said I can go another.
And I decided otherwise. And I'm still a skipper here, am I not, Baker?
Yes, sir.
Because there's been some confusion about that lately. And as long as you're going to be sticking around, I'd like some order restored in my damn clubhouse.
Ginny hands the ball to Al.
Good job, Rook. We'll take it from here. We'll take your bow.
He pats her on the butt.
She doesn't like the ass slapping.
Good to know.
Ginny heads to the dugout.
Just listen to this crowd. Welcome to the big leagues, Ginny. We've been waiting for you.
Her dad looks on. In slow motion, Ginny removes her hat and waves it to the cheering crowd. She wears a proud smile. In the clubhouse, she hangs out with teammates.
Whatever.
She walks by Tommy.
Nice win, Pitch.
Thanks, Tommy.
Enjoy your moment in the sun, because there's 29 pro teams as we speak figuring out that little trick pitch of yours. And when they do, I'll get my job back and you'll become the answer to a trivia question.
Okay.
Ginny walks past him.
Bitch.
Hey, Tommy, who's the bitch, huh? Why don't you say it to my face?
Walk away. Just walk away.
Stay out of this, Sanders.
Walk away.
Why do I get the feeling you've tapped that ass?
Glaring, Blip shoves Tommy.
Hey, come on. Cut it out.
Break it up. Come on, Tommy.
Mike gives Ginny a nod, and she heads off. In the executive suite, Oscar ends a call.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm on top of it. Thank you.
So there I am, pouring myself a glass of an absurdly expensive scotch, celebrating one of the biggest nights of my life when I get a call from a reporter asking for a comment on the post-game brawl.
I was just about to call you.
We got something here, Oscar. We have ourselves a moment.
Yes, we do.
Now, I know you love Al.
Yes, I do.
He's a good manager. But the world changed tonight, Oscar, and I'm not convinced that he's the man to take us into the new one.
He's lost control of the team.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to return to my office and drink my absurdly expensive scotch. But you, my friend, you are going to get me a short list.
Oscar wears a concerned look as Frank goes. From the dugout, Ginny walks onto the field alone. The stands lie empty around her. The pitcher comes to a stop by the first baseline and takes in the ballpark. In a flashback, she rides in a truck with Bill after the state championships.
The San Diego Padres.
Yep.
The majors.
The minors.
We did it, Pop.
She smiles at him. He stares straight ahead.
Pop, come on.
Bill gazes at his daughter. A vehicle hits them head-on. Cut to black. Ginny's hazy point of view takes in the empty driver's seat and a bloody hole in the windshield. Her hand reaches for the wheel. Outside of the truck, Ginny looks around with a panicked expression. She spots something and covers her mouth. Cut to black. Teenage Ginny sits alone on the curb as officers work the accident scene. The devastated young ball player cries. in the present, she stands on the Padres' field with a satisfied look. Ginny turns to find her father standing several feet away. He regards her solemnly. In a flashback, Ginny practices after her first major league start. The pitch hits padding where her father once crouched.
Again.
She throws again.
Again.
On the field, Ginny approaches her dad with a wide grin.
We did it, Pop.
We ain't done nothing yet.
Bill smiles and she nods.
Bolder, higher, be strong.
Ginny stands alone on the field, the vision of her father gone.
Have no fear.
She wears a calm look.
Have no fear.